that's helpful. Open an account today at arvest.com/flexible savings or at any of our 200-plus locations. Member FDIC, $1,000 minimum to open. No withdrawals permitted within the first 6 days.
If you are tired of buffering and sketchy service, you need to experience Next, powered by NAEC's fiber optic internet. With service up to 1 gig, Next Internet is the definition of high speed. Plans start at just $49.95 a month. Subscribe to Next by calling 870-895-3221 or visiting mynextfiber.com. You may also subscribe by visiting North Arkansas Electric Cooperative's office.
It is Alma's ball to start this second quarter as Mountain Alma's up 15-9. Kylie Poole inbounds it to Demaya Parker as we're back underway. Parker with it. She will give it to Gregory. Gregory drills to the right side, and she's called for the travel.
I think everybody in the stands helped him with that call there. She tried to stop and pass, and we did a good job in the passing lane. When we did, she kind of drug that back pivot foot.
So now Tom gets the ball back, leading by six. Husky across the timeline, gives it to Williams on the left side. Up top to Moore, over to Husky on the right. Husky will give it up top to Rittenberg. Down in the paint to Fossus. She's going to put up the jumper. Will not go, and the rebound is controlled by Jaden Gramlich.
Yeah, so that's one you want to see go in right there. Good move by Livy, but just stay patient. She'll get those to fall the rest of the night.
Parker with up top for the Lady Airedales. She'll give it on the left side to Gregory. Gregory's going to dribble to a low block. Almost lost handle of it. Gives it back to Parker on the wing. Down to Jaden Gramlich at the elbow. She's putting up the runner. Good.
She left-handed?
Maybe. I don't know.
That was a left-handed shot again. That's a second one in a row.
She's got four on the night. 15-11, Mountain Home up as we're a little over a minute into the second quarter. Ball goes to Fossus up top. She'll dribble to the left side. Gives it there to Moore. She's going to pull up for another three-pointer. This one misses everything. Sarah Williams gets offensive rebound, throws out to Husky. She's going to try for the three on the right side. This one won't go, and the rebound is chased down by Gregory. Back quickly comes Alma. Poole with the three on the left side, in and out, and the rebound is controlled by Jaden Gramlich. She's going to go back up with it. She'll be fouled as she goes back up, as Livy Fossus is going to pick up her first personal foul. Team foul number one here in the second quarter against the Lady Bombers. So Jaden Gramlich at the free throw line for the first time tonight. 6:32 left in the first half. Well, she's shooting her free throws right-handed.
Okay, yeah. Well, she's just really good around the block with her left hand because she's really good down there with it.
Ambidextrous, maybe.
Yeah, good shot.
Yep. First free throw for Gramlich was up and in, and that makes a one-possession game once again, so she'll have one more to shoot. Second shot. And she had some marks on that one as well. So after she hits both free throws, she checks out of the game with 6 points, and Jordan Gramlich comes right back in. 15-13, our score. Mountain Home leading it.
I'm on a little 4-0 run here. Mountain Home needs to get a bucket.
Husky with on the right side. Gives up top to Williams. She's going to try for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Jordan Gramlich. She's quickly into the front court. She's going to go coast-to-coast for the layup. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Fossus. Moore quickly back the other way. Gives it to Husky on the left side. Over to Rittenberg. She's going to try for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound's controlled. Oh, Sarah Williams had for a moment. But Foss is there to pick it up. And then a foul's going to be called on the floor.
Oh, I thought they were going to get a walk on her.
Yep. They're going to get Jordan Gramlich with her second personal foul. Team foul number one against the Lady Airedales here in the second quarter. 5:57 left in the half. Mounts home will inbound it, leading 15-13. Brella Hughes going to come back in for the Lady Airedales as Jordan Gramlich goes right back to the bench.
I guess they're upset she didn't block out or didn't rebound.
Her second foul.
I didn't know they got it on her. But.
Yep. Inbound pass goes some more on the left side. Her three-pointer, no good, and the rebound is chased down. Poole had it for a moment, but Gregory's there to pick it up. Parker with it up top. Parker still dribbling between the circles. Going over to the left side now. Now she's going to the corner. Back to the wing. Now up top to Poole. 15 left on the shot clock. Poole's going to dribble to the left side. Gives it there to McCart. McCart almost lost handle of it, but now gets it back. Down to seven to shoot. McCart takes the screen. Down to four. She'll try to throw it to
smart.
Parker.
Yep,
and that's not going to be the shot clock. It is going to be a shot clock violation. So Matson gets it back with 5:17 left in the first half.
Good defense out there by the Lady Bombers. Good job getting them in a bad situation, not fouling. They were way off the floor. They weren't going to get a good shot off no matter what there.
Jayla Yonkers and Winton Coleman coming back in from out to home, replacing Sarah Williams and Bailey Rittenberg. Husky across the timeline, dribbling on the right side, gives up top to Coleman. She's going to go down to the low block for the layup. No good, and the rebound's controlled by Hughes. 5 minutes left in the half. Here is Poolwith on the right side. Gives up top to Parker. Over on the left side to Hughes. Now near the corner it goes to McCart. She dribbles out a little more on the wing. Now goes up to the top. Over to Parker on the right side. She's going to pull up for the three for the lead. No good. And the rebound, foul's going to be called on the rebound tip. They're going to get Brella Hughes. That's her first personal foul. Second team foul against Lady Airedales here in the second quarter.
It's the second foul Witten's gotten just from boxing out and being aggressive going after the rebound. Good job.
Jaden Gramlich's coming back in for Alma, replacing Chloe Gregory. 4:43 left in the half. Mounts on with the ball, up by two. Husky gives over on the right, tries to throw it on the right side to Yonkers. She just mishandles it, and it goes out of bounds, and Alma's going to get back on the unforced turnover.
And Mount Home hadn't scored, and we're halfway through this second quarter.
Yep. 4:32 left in the half.
We need to extend this lead when the other Graham looks out on the bench with two fouls.
Yep. Parker with it. She'll give it to Hughes. Hughes going to drill to the low block. Going in for the layup. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Fossis. Moore with it. Dribbles on the right side. Gives it there to Yonkers. Yonkers going to dribble to the free throw line. Over to Husky on the left side. Husky gets by Parker. She's going in for the layup. Oh, won't go. Offensive rebound for Fossis. She puts it back up and in. Libby Fossis with her first 2 points of the night, and Mount Home's going to call timeout before Alma can get the inbound pass thrown in. So we'll break with 3:59 left to play in the first half. It is at Mount Home leading Alma 17-13. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Don't let an injury keep you on the bench. Board-certified orthopedic surgeons Dr. Tom Knox, Dr. Wynn Moore, and Dr. Ed Roeder at Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic are ready to treat athletes of all ages. Doctors Knox, Moore, Roeder, and the clinic staff integrate high-quality, compassionate care with innovative treatment and years of expertise. Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic will get you back to doing what you love. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call 870-424-4710 or visit baxterhealth.org.
Now, Mount Home taking their first time out of the night with 3:59 left in the half as they went up 17-13 on that offensive rebound and putback by Livy Fossness. Here is Parker with it. She will give it to Jaden Gramlich in the front court. Now back to Parker. Parker is going to dribble toward the low block. Almost lost handle of it. She'll give it to Jaden Gramlich on the right wing. Oh, man, gets the Fossness off her feet. Goes in for the layup. It won't go, and the rebound's controlled by Coleman. Mount Home dodges the bullet.
Yeah, Coach Leonard's upset with Livy. She doesn't need to leave her feet right there. Don't try to block a three-point shot. Just stay down and make her play good offense.
Yonkers with it. She's going to put up the three on the left side. Got it. Get it. Gets it. Jayla Yonkers with her first 3 points of the night.
We're going to play a little. This is that same little zone press that we tried to do, three-quarter press that we did at Greenbrier. They got us some balls. Now that Graham looks out, the tall guard, we're going to see if we can't get some easy steals.
Now it's all up 20-13. Ball goes to McCart in the left corner. Her three-pointer misses everything, and the rebound is chased down by Fossis. Here's Moore quickly back the other way. She'll throw it up top to Fossis. Over to Husky. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. In and out. And the rebound is chased down by Coleman. Oh, she was on the baseline.
She's on the sideline. Yeah, on the baseline down there.
That's tough. Jordan Gramlich's coming back in for Alma, replacing. Let's see, who's she going to get there? Jaden Gramlich. Libby Fossis is going to check out of the game for Mount Home as Anna McCarron comes back in. And also for Alma, looks like Brella Hughes checks out of the game as Haven Welch comes in for the first time tonight. Parker in the front court. Gives it to Welch on the right side. Over on the left side to Poole down the corner to McCart. Her three-pointer, no good. Rebound is chased down by Yonkers. She's quickly into the front court. Throws it to Coleman. Coleman's going to give it to Moore on the right side. Her three-pointer, long three-pointer is up, misses everything, and goes out of bounds.
Yeah, Lakin, she was hot as she was in the first quarter. That's her second one that she hadn't hit rim on from behind the arch. That's okay. Averages, they'll even back out. She needs to keep shooting, but I'd love to see Lakin get to the rim.
Ball goes into the front court to Jordan Gramlich. Now to Parker. Near the right corner to Poole. Her three-pointer is up, good. Kylie Poole with her first 3 points of the night. Back to a two-possession lead. Mount Home up 20-16. 2:07 left in the half. Moore with it on the right side. She's going to dribble into the lane. Going in for the layup. It won't go, but she draws contact, and she'll head to the free throw line with 2:01 left.
That's what I want to see, that Lakin right there, that aggressive Lakin. If the shot's not falling behind the arc, that's where Lakin has done a really good job of changing her game this year. When she sees that the three's not falling, she's going to take the ball to the hole and get to the free throw line.
Haven Welch picks up her first personal foul, 13th foul against Alma here in the second quarter.
You got a contact issue
right
here.
Oh, goodness. So Lakin Moore is trying to get her contact worked on real quick. She is, this is her first trip to the line tonight. She so far has 13 points. Oh, they got it fixed? I guess so.
I think Lakin just said let's go.
Oh, okay. So first free throw for Moore is up. No good. Betty Rittenberg's going to check in for Mount Home, replacing Witten Coleman. And for Alma, McKinley McCart's going to check out as she'll be replaced by Chloe Gregory.
Lakin's hurting right now.
Yeah. She's really struggling.
Yeah.
But official's checking on her, but yeah, I guess she's just said, you know.
That's Jason Keyes. He's a great official. We've had him a lot this year. He's doing a good job checking on the player, make sure she's safe.
Well, Moore missed both free throws. Gets rebounds tapped to her. Over to Yonker. She's going to dribble into the lane, going in for the layup. Good.
The good news is that we've got another scorer right there. Jayla needs to get hot while Lakin's kind of got some issues going on with her eyes.
Yonkers with five on the night. Mount Home up 22-16. Ball goes to Gregory in the right corner. Out to Jordan Gramlich on the wing. She has carries, the ball knocked away. She should be called for the carry.
Good job, Bailey. Good job. Defense right there by Bailey Rittenberg.
1:38 left to play in the half. I thought we were about to have a sub, but now they're just going to. Okay, so Sarah Williams is going to come in, replacing Lakin Moore.
Yep.
All right, so here we go. Well, again, 1:38 left in this half. Mount Home up 22-16. So Husky walks the ball across the timeline for the Lady Bombers.
I'll tell you, that last offensive possession, great job Anna McCarn getting, helping us get that offensive rebound by just tapping the ball. By just keeping it alive and tapping it out to Lakin. It did come to Lakin. Good pass. Good.
Yeah, Bailey Rittenberg gets it to McCarn. She can't get the layup, though, and the rebound's controlled by Alma.
That's one Anna wants to finish every time.
Parker with it into the front court. Gives it to Jordan Gramlich. She dribbles, has the ball knocked away, and stolen by Mountain Home.
Bailey's giving Gramlich some problems with her quick hands.
Yeah. Down to a minute left in the half. Ball goes to Yonkers. Down in the corner to Williams. Back to Yonkers.
Go, Jay. Take it, Alma.
Now Rittenberg has it. She tries to get between a couple defenders, has the ball knocked away, and Welch comes up with a steal. 46 seconds left to play in the half. Jordan Gramlich with it. She's going to drill to low block. Has the ball knocked away again. And Mount Home comes up with another steal.
Sarah Williams digging in on Gramlich. Nice hands. Good pass.
Sarah Williams going in for the layup. Basket won't go, but she is fouled, and she'll head to the free throw line with 34.2 left in the half.
Good job. Great pass by Bailey, finding Sarah. Sarah did a good job crossing across the lane. Man, I thought that ball was going to go down.
That is Chloe Gregory's first personal foul, fourth team foul against the Lady Bombers here, Lady Airedales here in the second quarter. So Sarah Williams' first free throw is up. No good. Ava Fossus and Lakin Moore coming back in from out home, replacing Anna McCarn and Bailey Rittenberg.
What is that from the line for the Lady Bombers tonight?
Oh of 5.
Oh of 5.
No, oh of 7.
Oh of 7.
Oh of 8, as Sarah Williams misses both free throws. The ball is knocked out of bounds by Mount Home. Alma will get it back. Shot clock is off.
That's 8 points. Usually the Lady Bombers would have 6 or 7 up for sure.
Yep. So far, Alma 3 of 3. Here is Parker with it across the timeline. Ball goes over to Jordan Gramlich on the right side. She gets by her defender. Loses the ball once again, and Mount Home comes up with another steal.
Parker did a really good job digging in right there that time. Last time it was Sarah. This time it was Parker getting a hand on it.
Lakin Moore with up top. 10 seconds.
One on one. Go get her, Lake. Yep.
She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And a rebound's controlled by Jordan Gramlich. Down to 3 seconds. She's going to try one last heave from well beyond half court. Well short. And we've come to the end of the first half. So Mount Home will take a 6-point lead into the locker room. We'll start the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show when we come back. It is Mount Home leading Alma 22-16. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
United Country Real Estate of Mountain Home is the largest seller of rural real estate in the United States. With United Country, you'll find trust and integrity, integral parts of their high standards. As a seller, you'll benefit from United Country's unique and proven marketing system. You owe it to yourself to call the number one.